Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Tech is offering identity theft protection to more than a million people whose information was in the school's computer system. In March, Tech detected an unauthorized person accessing an internal database. The hacker may have accessed names, addresses, dates of birth, and social security numbers. The school says it happened between December 2018 and March 2019. Governor Brian Kemp is visiting Georgia Film Studios today amid backlash around the state's controversial abortion law. Kemp was originally set to go to Los Angeles today to promote the state's film industry. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he postponed that trip last week after abortion rights groups threatened to protest. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected around 6 weeks into pregnancy. Meanwhile, two Hollywood productions will reportedly no longer film in Georgia in response to the law. A Lionsgate film starring Kristen Wiig and a new Amazon series directed by Reed Morano have both pulled production out of Georgia. Most major studios have yet to issue statements on the law. It is expected to be challenged in court before it goes into effect next year. A 10th Georgia city has agreed to punish possession of a small amount of marijuana with a fine rather than a criminal charge. After weeks of debate, the Macon-Bibb County Commission voted 5-4 on the measure yesterday. Now there will be a $75 citation for possession of up to 1 ounce of cannabis in Macon-Bibb County. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.